Maybe you were busy yesterday with something else besides watching the Kavanaugh hearings all day. Lawn mowing or hair appointments, picking up the kids from school, going to work, raking leaves. Me, I watched the entire hearings and had trouble sleeping last night. So if my nerves seem a bit frayed this morning, that's my excuse. Today, the Judicial Committee will weigh the testimonies of Ford and Kavanaugh and make a recommendation whether to move the confirmation of the judge forward. Tomorrow, the entire Congress will vote on that motion. I may lose a lot of sleep this week. It would take a heart as hard as Donald Trump's not to believe Dr. Ford. It would take one harder than Lindsey Graham's or Brett Kavanaugh, both red-faced and sputtering with fury in their monumental rage toward the Democrats, the left, the conspirators of the Clinton cabal, the unfair world. I know how they felt. They made me feel the same way toward them. Janet Mitchell, the Maricopa prosecuting attorney for sex crimes, interrogated Ms. Ford, probing for inconsistencies, and came up with nothing. When she tried the same for Judge Kavanaugh, the GOP senator, sensing a debacle in their plans, pushed her to the side and mounted rabid broadsides. It was a spectacle. Little wonder they avoided questioning the accuser directly. Sure wouldn't want another Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas mess in this current Me Too movement. Apparently the only lesson these 11 male senators have learned from it. Judge Kavanaugh berated and wept, cried foul and wept, wailed like Lear and wept some more. He didn't have sex with that woman. He did not know her, and he did not go to a party and shut the bedroom door with his buddy Mark Judge. No way, no how. Nobody asked him between sobs and spluttering how it was his accuser knew Mark Judge, how it might be possible the two teenagers were sloppy drunk, even too drunk to recall the attack next day. Judge Kavanaugh has suffered enough, he said repeatedly. His family has suffered enough, he made angrily clear, and no way, no how, was he interested in extending this circus to allow time to interview Mark Judge, the third person in the bedroom with these two witnesses. This from a man who would be Supreme Court Justice. The FBI, he parroted the GOP senators time and time again, doesn't decide guilt or innocence. An ingenuous ruse by all. No need to gather data or facts. They won't give us a verdict. This from folks who are choosing a Supreme Court justice and one who wants to be one. It's just he said, she said. Guess we have to assume innocence until proven guilty. What else can we do? Certainly not take more time to dig a bit deeper. We need to get this thing done. There's a certain demeanor I would expect from any judge, and particularly a judge on the highest court, and that's a measured impartiality, an equanimity of mind in considering the cases before him or her, an ability to weigh two sides equally before rendering decisions. What I watched yesterday was a petulant, puffy-faced preppy who feels entitled to the job that was close to slipping away. He blamed everyone but himself. He cried, and he whimpered, and he beat his fist on the table, but he wanted nothing to do with clearing his ruined name by taking a lie detector test or having the FBI talk to his old pals or other potential witnesses. He'd suffered enough. Dr. Ford did her best to warn us about this man. She put herself through an inquisition on national TV and had her life, too, turned upside down. She told her story quietly and convincingly. None of us should have slept well last night.